Welcome back to the Hey You series with Peti Nduru. I want to start by giving a shout out to my girl Sherry Rose. Girl, I love reading your comments. Thank you so much for the support. Today I'm talking about one of my favorite topics on the Hey You series. But before we jump into it, let me ask you this. Have you ever done something and you cannot sleep at night thinking, oh my, what have I done? The thing can eat you up the whole night, sometimes for a few weeks or for months. Hey you are not alone. It happens to me all the times. Sometimes I really feel guilty, and that guilty can turn to fear. That's how bad it gets with me, yo. Or let me say, it used to, before I learned a trick. Put on your seatbelts, today I'm unpacking the topic. You made a mistake, and that's okay. I guess you're asking why the topic you made a mistake, and that's okay. I'll share the story behind in a bit. First thing first, what is a mistake? A mistake, according to the Longman Dictionary, it is something that has been done in the wrong way. We make mistakes all the times. For example, that time you dropped your mom's mug, or that time you lost that money at school. Oh, let me say that time you rudely replied your boss. Yes, that time. Do you remember it? Yes. These are all mistakes we make every single day. This topic came to me a few weeks back after a certain incident. I'm not going to go deep into the incident, but I'm just going to give you a highlight. I made a mistake last year. In short, I was given a task to do and I was irresponsible. I was given a task to share stuff. Everyone was supposed to get the stuff, but some people ended up not getting it. I did not know what happened. I did not know what to do. And one of the person who was unfortunate kept coming after me, blaming me. The more he came after me, the more I blamed myself. All I could do was keep quiet. That person kept on reminding me of the incident. Even in 2020, people, can you imagine? And it kept on affecting me. I kept on blaming myself. Then one day it clicked. It was a mistake, Pity. And that's okay. I went on and apologized to the people that were unfortunate. And from that day, it did not affect me anymore. Even if that person tried to blame me after that. You know what? I had made peace with myself. And that was all that mattered. That was the most important thing. Okay, let's get deeper into this. Moving forward, yo, I've made a lot of mistakes. Oh yes, I have. I'm going to quickly jump into one of my stories. From a very young age, I've always been a giver and less a taker. In fact, I was never a taker thinking of it. That's for my relationships and for my friendships. I thought that's how I got to be liked by a person. You know, that's how I make people stay. Guess what? I was wrong. I was the first one to say hi. I was always the first one to say hi. I was always the first one to go the extra mile. I was always the one sacrificing. I was that kind of friend who could take your burden and make it theirs. For example, if you come to me like, Petty, do you have $5? Like, man, I'd say I don't have, which is true. But then I'll go an extra mile, like a step forward to say, but you know what? Don't worry. I'll look for it for you. Yes. And then you just go and sit down. I'll do the work for you. That's the person I was. And because of this behavior, I made a lot of mistakes. I could do anything to be liked, to keep my friendships, to keep my relationships. It was only last year that I realized that all my life I've been giving my love, my attention, myself, everything, and nothing in return. It was there and then I realized I had made a big mistake. Okay, so how did I get through this? Here are a few tips. Hey you, the first thing I did was to accept the fact that I'd made a mistake. Yes, sometimes the guilt and the blame is so much, not only from yourself, but people around you. You know, it's so bad that you forget it was only a mistake. I should not have done it, but guess what? I did it. And it was a mistake. Here's one thing no one will ever tell you. It is okay. Sometimes we walk around blaming ourselves and we forget one important thing. We are still humans. We are out here trying to be perfect, putting aside the fact that we are humans. And truth be told, humans fail. Humans make mistakes every day. If you were so perfect, you would be God, because He's the only one who is perfect. After accepting my weaknesses, the next step was making amends. Make amends with God and most importantly, with yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. At least if you're okay with God and yourself, it does not even matter what other people think. Yes, you're a drug addict and you cannot help it. Yes, you have slept with many men that you even lost count of. Yes, you said yes when you wanted to say no. And yes, you were supposed to do it this way, but you ended up doing it that way. It is totally fine because it was just a mistake. Take a deep breath. You know what? You're still in the game. The final step was facing my mistake head on and promising myself that this was the last time I'll ever do it again. This was the last time I'll let it get that far. I see you saying, well, Patty, it's easier said than done. Well, the first thing that I did was to remove every toxic relationship in my life. I got a chance to weigh every contact in my phone. I had many contacts, your people. I had many friends, you know, many contacts. And then I got a chance, that chance to weigh every contact in my phone, which ones were really adding value in my life and vice versa. You know, it should be two-sided. Also, which ones am I adding value in their life, in their lives? I knew for me to move past my mistakes, I had to move away from certain people, certain characters, and certain behaviors. This was so hard for me, mostly because it was the first time ever since I was born standing up for myself. There were days when I was lonely and I felt guilty, but I kept on telling myself, you did a good job, Patty. You did a good job, Patty. After some time, it got better. This is probably going to be the hardest for you. Why? Because this change is very, very, very lonely. What has really helped me is staying closer to God. I knew I could not do it on my own. I lost a lot of friends and I made God my best friend. I took one step at a time to love myself, which is a topic for another day. But most importantly, I learned from my mistakes. In closing, in conclusions, mistakes make us better people. To be someone of value, you have to make mistakes, a lot of them, and then pick yourself up and try again. There is a quote which says, when you know better, you do better. Yesterday you didn't know, that's why you made mistakes. Today you know better, therefore you will do better. The most important thing is when you make a mistake, make amends and move on. Whatever you did yesterday, last year, or last week, stop beating yourself about it. It was just a mistake, and that's okay. You can still change. Choose to change. Hey you, see you soon. Oh.